Cargill was open and honest with local health officials and regulators about the virus in the plant, says Sullivan. Having gained experience with coronavirus in China, he says the company was early to implement fever screening and other best practices across North America to protect the workers. In Hazleton, Cargill started educating workers and staff on social distancing and took other precautions starting on March 3rd, says Aaron Humes, the plant's general manager. According to interviews with 32 workers, however, supervisors and nurses downplayed the virus after that, telling symptomatic employees without fevers to take acetaminophen and keep working, and ordering workers not to discuss why colleagues were disappearing from the line. At least 10 workers say their supervisors or infirmary staff sent them back to the line feeling sick. One 8-year Cargill veteran, who calls herself Annabelle, says she worked the entire week of March 16th while sick. She says her supervisor in the beef division ignored her health complaints, and a plant nurse gave her acetaminophen and told her to keep working because her temperature was less than 100.4, the CDC-directed threshold for coronavirus concern. At one point, Annabelle says she overheard her supervisor telling the nurse he was tired of so many workers getting sick. Annabelle got so weak she could hardly stand up, but she didn't leave because she didn't want points on her record from unexcused absences. Every time I coughed, there was someone in front of me and next to me, says Annabelle, who tested positive for COVID-19 on March 24th. All my coworkers got sick. The plant began screening workers for symptoms on March 25th, 2 days after its first announced case, Hume says. When Benjamin arrived for what would be his last day of work on April 3rd, he told a nurse at the entrance that he had a dry cough and wasn't feeling well, his son says. But his temperature was below the 100.4, so she waved him in. Benjamin wasn't the only person forbidden to wear his own mask. 3 other workers said they heard supervisors say masks were forbidden. The reasons given varied from only sick people should wear them to the short supply was needed for healthcare workers to the explanation given to Benjamin a week before his fatal illness. No reason to scare people.